Welcome back to my podcast. I hope everybody is doing okay. This is Nini. I'm here to talk about Derrick Jackson and his wife, Danaya. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I'm not sure. My unpopular opinion about them is she is sitting still because he's providing for her. She's being patient. She's a woman of God, so she's giving thanks to God that he is taking care of her. No matter how much he may be doing her heart wrong, she's willing to put her mind in a gray zone to tolerate it. Okay, you guys know I know a lot about that. A lot about putting your mind just in a gray zone just to tolerate, you know, just everything that's going on. And you're thanking God like, okay, at least he's providing me a home. And, you know, he does... I get to work when I want to, and I get the car that I want to drive, and my child or children are eating, and, you know, we're okay. We have shelter, and he comes home most of the time if he's not out on a, you know, on a work trip or, like, just the places that we as ladies, a lot of times we like to put our mind there when we have a husband who is not being 100% with us. So I believe that that's what Danaya was doing. I believe that that's what she does now. I don't know. I don't know them. I believe that Derrick Jackson, he knows he can do whatever he wants because she's not going anywhere. He knows he can say whatever he wants because there will be ladies who still follow his really good advice and they will still buy his books and support him. And yeah, that's all I think about the situation. Now, what did I think about our creator actually trying to, actually giving her the opportunity and blowing everything up and putting it right in her face? I believe that was to just wake her up and let her know it is time to move, whether that be a spiritual move, a psychological move, a physical move, a something. He needs to wake her up. So he caused her situation to be very public. And I don't know what she's done with that. I have not even heard the internet going crazy about them since like last year. And that's it. I think that's all I can say about that. I can't even remember like when it was like everyone was talking about it, like it was like fire on the internet, like everyone was talking about it. And that was my opinion then, like she's going to be still and be grateful for what she has, and she's going to support him. He knows that, and he knows he can still do whatever he wants, whether that be send her away to visit his family so he could have his girlfriends come to their house. And she's never going to put him on blast. Like, I mean, well, he knows and he feels like she'll never put him on blast. And if anything goes down and the separation happens, it's going to be on his watch. It's not like, I think she would be fine with him being the way that he is, as long as he's not making their situation public, because that's a lot of pressure to handle. And that's a lot of times how we ladies get into this hot water, by sitting still, being patient, thanking God. And then when God is like, okay, my child, I'm going to help you out of this situation, we turn a blind eye to and making our situations public and very embarrassing, and we don't make that move. We want to stay where we're comfortable, because although it is a situation that is uncomfortable, we're comfortable in our discomfort. So that's all I wanted to say on that. I hope you enjoyed this. Leave me a message. I don't know what I'm leaving out, but yeah, share this. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.